Okay, hello. My name is Madeline Neag. I'm product manager for the 5G and Edge at Open Nebula Systems. And today I would like to present to you a use case related to the highly distributed cloud architecture for telco NFV deployments. I split my presentation in three parts. Firstly, representing Open Nebula Systems and talking about Open Nebula, I need to introduce these notions to you. After that, I would like to enter more in depth related to these use cases. And in the end, I will present a very easy example on how we managed to test these use cases. Firstly, Open Nebula is the product. Open Nebula Systems is the company. Open Nebula Systems has developed and supported Open Nebula since 2010 and is an European open source technology vendor, headquartered in Madrid, but also having offices in Brussels, Brno, and USA. And yeah, we are a widely spread team across Europe, US, and Central America. This is a success story that has emerged from EU innovation programs, arriving nowadays to be the leader in several innovation projects like Cognitive Cloud or Advanced 5G, playing a key role in Access Forum CSA, and chairing the EU Cloud Alliance and IPSIS's Industry Facilitation Group. We are also members of Linux Foundation, Cloud Native Computing Foundation, Linux Foundation Edge, and Silva. That was about the company, now related to the product. We are handling the virtualization layer, offering a simple and simple solution and a light profile, ensuring an extensible architecture and supporting multi-tenancy and multi-VMs, and also is DevOps friendly. It supports virtual machines, system containers, and on top of virtual machines, Kubernetes clusters. Talking about Kubernetes, we have our own distribution called OneKey, and inside that distribution, we have different add-ons. All those in order to support Cloud Edge Continuum applications. We have multiple advantages, trying to combine simplicity and agility of public cloud together with the performance and security of the private cloud. We try to bring the real freedom to your enterprise cloud, letting you to control as you wish your cloud, having custom approach to security, privacy, and management. The freedom to, we give you the freedom to choose the infrastructure, offering unparalleled choice of infrastructure and cloud providers, but also the freedom to change, avoiding vendor lock-in. So we support any kind of application. We mentioned Kubernetes and virtual machines. We deploy, manage, and provision those, any type of infrastructure across Cloud Edge Continuum, and any type of cloud. Saying those, let's get closer a little bit to our use cases. OneEdge 5G is a Spanish project that brought us in the telco and 5G world. And from this project, we were able to shape better our priorities, bringing intelligence and automation for the operation of distributed edge systems and beyond 5G infrastructures. We started focusing on 5G, but nowadays, of course, 5G being deployed, we have to shift our focus to beyond 5G or 6G, how it's called. We need to satisfy the demand for open European technology for beyond 5G telco cloud. We need to integrate the functionality of beyond 5G to improve the cloud continuum and to expand it, making use of open solutions to manage deployment of private and widely spread beyond 5G networks. I said we need to expand the Cloud Edge Continuum to new beyond 5G infrastructures and to facilitate the distributed management of Cloud Edge Continuum for business and users. All those in order to create an ecosystem of research and innovation of advanced beyond 5G networks for next generation Cloud Edge. Talking about top priorities, as I said, we started we are the result as multiple European projects, and we continue to support European Commission in all its ideas, endeavors, or initiatives. One of them is to enable the European Union's target to have 10,000 climate neutral, highly secure edge nodes. And here we are to what means highly distributed telco networks. If you look in the digital decade policy program for 2030, you'll find this picture going from on device to cloud that can go thousands of kilometers away from devices. And yeah, Sovereign Age initiative will try to put all the European in-house initiatives in this big idea of European Union and to try to bring the cloud in in-house cloud to this idea. Open Nebula Systems is committed to support this through multi-country large-scale projects dedicated to data infrastructure, 5G communications, high-performance computing, AI farms, public administration, digital innovation hubs, and to ensure that 75% of cloud uptake by EU enterprises in 2030. Also, we try to support the European SMEs willing to explore innovative business models. Another example of what means highly distributed cloud architecture is when operators are having a very distributed network beyond the borders of a country, or when new business solutions are appearing on the market offering services across multiple countries or even multiple multiple continents. PricewaterhouseCoopers defined last year this kind of new business models highlighted in the red table. And what happens when we have a company that is solution co, platform co, and net co, developing solutions and products for business customers as convergent services, bridging, orchestrating, and brokering services among multiple network companies and wholesale buyers, or owning and operating fixed on or mobile network that sell access and capacity to telecom as multi-asset wholesaler. Well, the things are getting much more complicated to support those, and we need to deal with long fat networks that are having very high latencies and small throughput. Besides that, the target architecture should support new and very complex VM-based workloads, such as firewalls, load balancers, routers, and other non-generic compute services. In order to support these kind of initiatives or these kind of business models, we, in Open Nebula Systems, we try to adapt Open Nebula, or better said, we try to map Open Nebula to different initiatives. First of them, talking about virtualization, is of course Etsy and Eviman. I'm using here, I think, a release tree picture, but the purpose is to say that Open Nebula is a Vim in this context. Being robust and flexible, being designed for heterogeneous infrastructure, managing the software images, the virtualization resources, the performance, the NAV acceleration capabilities, but also ensuring the orchestration of usage and provisioning of the virtual infrastructure. Having a northbound interface towards VNFM and NVVO, but also a southbound interface to the NFVI's elements. In the same time, or in this context, as I highlighted before, it's not enough only to talk about virtual infrastructure manager, but also VAN infrastructure manager, which is a Vim a little bit more particular. A second initiative to which Open Nebula tries to map itself is infrastructure as a service, Open Nebula Systems being a general sponsor of Linux Foundation Europe Silva. Through that, we are trying to ensure unified infrastructure as a service layer, supporting the deployment of 5G networks over Cloud Edge Continuum. And through that, to easily and efficiently scale the networking, computing capacity, servers, and or storage resources to their cloud tailored for every specific use case. We want to bridge the Cloud Edge Continuum to the containers as a service platform, and in the same time, to deliver the optimal performance for the services built on top. I mentioned before that we have one key distribution as well that can act as a containers as a service, but that will be left for a later phase. Anyhow, I just want to mention that it's offered by ourselves to telecom actors benefiting from the control and orchestration done via CAPI. And another flavor that Open Nebula can fulfill in this context is the facilitator of the revirtualization. Last year, Gartner brought to everyone's attention the concept of revirtualization, practically meaning a virtual-to-virtual migration. And, of course, that means or that arises from the idea to address a viability or commercial risk. It's a concept at its peak, being applicable to 5 to 20% of the companies. This has been on the market since more than 10 years, but and now it's at its peak, as I said. And OpenNebula Systems supports this and in the same time tries to avoid devirtualization. That's a very big risk for the virtualization in this moment. And yeah, OpenNebula has a very particular approach mapped on the advantages that OpenNebula can offer, but also on its on the projects where it participates. It offers a unified management through a single control plane. It ensures an easy migration for VMware, including dedicated feature and workflows. So we have developed that. We have developed those specifically for this use case. We try to enhance the security using open source solution for both VMs and containers. We ensure the scalability, helping to adapt VM container workloads to meet dynamic network demands, but also ensure the coexistence and seamless integration with other platforms, because, of course, migrating from one virtualization platform to another cannot be done like that. It needs time, so the coexistence is much needed. Coming back to this kind of example, of course, we have to simulate that once we enter in this kind of project, the things will go smoothly. And for that, we perform an exercise with our partner, and we tried to simulate the long fat networks. I mentioned them before, and I would like to come back to them. As I said, we have latencies that are over 200 milliseconds, and the throughput is limited, even to 100 megabits per second. Moreover, our partner said, yeah, we don't care about the infrastructure. We don't want to focus on that. That's your job. We want to focus on the functionality of the VNFs, and those have to work without interruption. We want to avoid putting too much effort into underlying layer. And on top of that, we need to ensure that the coexistence of VM and containers can work. The points of presence that our partner had were resource constrained, and moreover, they wanted multi-tenancy there. So we entered in a very long exercise with them, and that still continues, ensuring that we have different types of points of presence. Here I'm highlighting only two of them, a central one and a remote one, gathering storage, networking, management plane, APIs, web GUIs, and of course, OpenNebula that manages everything. And OpenNebula is there to ensure that the migration of the VMs from one virtualization platform to another can be fulfilled, but also helps our partner to grow its basis or to widen its network in other locations as well. And yes, the tests were oriented towards Virtual Infrastructure Manager because that was the language that our partner speaks. And we had to have a tailored test scenarios to showcase OpenNebula's advantages. We started, of course, with Vim basic features like host aggregation, backup and recovery, long fat network support, authentication, access control mechanisms. The second step consisted into validating the Vim advanced features like tenant management, image data store exposure, automatic and manual host placement, manual initiation of VM movement and relocation, infrastructure usage and consumption. And in the end, we showcased also the networking and enhanced platform awareness features like OVS, DPDK, SRIOV, PCAPT, NUMA awareness, EO-based NUMA scheduling and NUMA IO affinity, huge pages and CPU threading policies. All those to ensure that automatic on-demand deployments of points of presence of bare metal supports, bare metal servers running KVM hypervisor is supported. We can use the existing infrastructure and we can add DPDK and SROV for enhancing the performance. We can ensure that the central multi-tenant AI-driven node management can exist and can support the whole deployment. We can use efficiently the infrastructure that we have at NOC and points of presence, that ensuring that OpenNebula uses minimal hardware and everything else, every other workload, is using the available hardware efficiently. And in the same time, we avoid lock-in, we increase flexibility, and we minimize the costs for our partner. Thank you very much. That was all. And as I said, everything started from this project, and we move forward with that one in order to map customer demands on our functionality and vice versa. Thank you very much. Yes, please.
Thank you very much for the presentation. I know if you are aware of the development project that's called Slices.
No? IPSices?
Slices.
Network Slices. We are not involved in that one. We can talk about that. Yeah, I presented only two flavors. My colleagues will come later and will present another flavors. Some of them may be related to these ones, like IPSices, for example, which is the biggest European open source project. And that can be also another flavor that can be mapped on Cloud Edge Continuum. And one of its sub-initiatives, like Virtuara, that will be also presented. Yes, please.
So most of European telcos currently are running 5G on top of OpenStack and Kubernetes on top of that.
Yeah.
So how do you position yourself? I mean, where do you see the market?
We are as an alternative.